We discussed on Friday night the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush based on the pasuk of Zocher Yom HaShabbos V'Kodesho, and we pointed out, according to the Rambam, that the mitzvah of Kiddush d'oraisa is with Dvarim alone, with words alone when you recite the Kiddush, and the drinking over the wine is only a mitzvah midrabanan. And the Magen Avraham pointed out, based on that, that perhaps you fulfill your mitzvah in HaTorah of Kiddush and Davening. And as well, we pointed out that women are obligated in Kiddush, also in HaTorah, and therefore we worked out the apparent problem of a man making Kiddush for a woman if she didn't daven yet, either based on the Chasim Sofer, you don't have Kavanah, and therefore you still Chayim in HaTorah, or Yatza Motzi, the Aruch HaShulchan, or the Minchas Chinuch, the Rebbe Kiva Eger. However, what about the question of Kiddush Shabbos morning or Kiddush tomorrow morning and Tuesday morning, known as Kiddushei Rabbah, the Great Kiddush as it's known? So Kiddushei Rabbah really isn't the Great Kiddush. Maybe in name alone it is. The Great Kiddush is Friday night. That is the mitzvah in HaTorah. Everybody agrees Kiddushei Rabbah is a mitzvah midrabanan. So the question is, what's the Indian of people making Kiddush usually in shul over cake? The question is, what is the story? People make Kiddush usually in shul, they do it over cake. And then the question is, when they come home, do they have to make another Kiddush? And if you don't have to make another Kiddush, what about, could you do it Friday night? Could you make Kiddush over cake? And what about if you're in a hotel and they don't have gebruch, they only have shahako cake? How does that work with Kiddush b'makom suda? So let's just discuss Kiddushei Rabbah in general, and then we'll try to pin down the details. Pin the tail. So the Rambam writes, the same way Kiddush Friday night, there's a prohibition. So one difference is, the question is, the Rambam Shita is, Zocher Yom HaShabbos V'Kodesho, remember the Shabbos day, B'Shevach, special praise of Shabbos, V'Chnisaso V'Yetziaso. And the Ramban says the source of Kiddush is no, based on V'Kidashtem V'Shnas Hayovel or Kiddush HaChodesh. So according to the Rambam, the focus is on the Zohar. And according to the Ramban, the focus is on L'Kodesh. Everyone agrees you need both. The question is, what's the Iker? What's the primary? And what's the sec? What's the difference? Might not have to meet. Everyone agrees you're going out Kiddush Friday night from... the pasuk. So what nafkimin is, what is the status of Havdalah? When we make Havdalah after Shabbos. So is Havdalah a mitzvah min HaTorah or a mitzvah midrabanan? So according to the Rambam, the mitzvah is like bookends. So the mitzvah is bechnisaso uveyitziaso. So the machok is Rambam, whether Havdalah is deraisa derabanan. The other practical difference is, what about Kiddushei Rabbah? What about the Shabbos morning Kiddush? So the Rambam learns, because this, like, there's a mitzvah of making Kiddush Friday night, there's a mitzvah of making Kiddush Shabbos morning.
And therefore, just like you can't eat before Kiddush Friday night, you can't eat before Kiddush Shabbos morning. And the Ramban and the Ravid learns that there's no Isser, there's no prohibition of eating before Kiddush. There is no real din of Kiddush. It's just that we make a bracha boyer pri agafen. It's not. It says kiddushei rabba, but that's not what it means. It's not the real din of Kiddush, and therefore there's no din of an isser to eat before Kiddush. We generally assume, like the Rambam, that there is an isser, but according to the Ravid, the Ramban, it would be based on this issue. If there's no mitzvah of Kiddush, then there's no isser of eating. So that's the mitzvah of Kiddush. However, we're going to have a karasu l'shabbos oneg. There is a mitzvah of Kiddush b'makom suda. So we have the taz Kiddush b'makom suda. You need a Kiddush arayla suda. So what does Kiddush b'makom suda mean? Is it, who's it for? Why do you have to have Kiddush in the place where you eat? Is it to strengthen the Kiddush, to make the Kiddush more chashiv? Or is it to enhance the Suda, not to enhance the Kiddush? What's the difference if it's come either? The difference is there's a machokas, it's known as the Shita of the Gra and the Shita of the Gaonim, but it's other people as well. The question is, what constitutes a Suda? So the Vilna Gaon says you need to, a Suda means bread. The Gaonim say no, it means cake is good enough. So why? Because the Gonim hold it's a din in Kiddush. If it's a din in Kiddush, is even cake's good enough. But if your whole Kiddush b'makom suda is a din in the bread, so then in the suda, then you have to have challah, you have to have matzah. And therefore, it comes out that, therefore it would seem at first glance, then you wouldn't be able to make Kiddush in, if you went like the according to the Vilna Gaon, you wouldn't be able to make Kiddush in Chol if there's only cake. According to the Gonim, it would be fine. And we see, we follow the Gonim. But according to the Gra, it would first glance see a problem. So if Salvation pointed out, even maybe the Gra would agree, because maybe you could even work out, some Gronix would say it's a problem, but perhaps you could say Pshat in the Gra, is maybe Vilna Gaon follows the opinion of the Ravid, and there is no problem of eating before Kiddush. So if there's no problem, so who cares if you're not Yotzi Kiddush b'makom suda? But you, in other words, you're not Yotzi, it could be, there's no issue. So maybe the lach is like the Ravid, and therefore it's a suffix, so therefore maybe it will be a go. So Friday night, so therefore it, Friday night would be a problem, because Friday night, everyone agrees there's a prohibition to eat before. So Simchas Torah, so therefore, according to the Gaonim, it's no different. And what about Kiddush over Shahakol cake? So we generally know bread works, and a kezayis of mizonos. What do you do if you don't want to have bread and you can't have cake? So the Mechaber brings down from the Gaonim, as we mentioned, that if you drink a dravias of wine, that could also count. Let's assume we go Shabbos wine. Let's assume 3 ounces, 3.3 of ounces of wine or grape juice, you could be Yotzei Kiddush b'makom suda, because you're making al gefen al bri al gefen. Because shahakol cake won't work, it won't make a makom suda, and therefore you'd have to have another. You'd have to have more. If you make kiddush, so rov revius. If you make kiddush, so the one making kiddush would have to have a rov revius, and then you'd have to drink another revius kiddush makom suda. So the first level is having bread, and then having Revias of wine. There's a Shulta Gevorim, it says even Peros is good enough. And Erva Moshe, even if you're not, it's a din in Kiddush, and therefore you could be Yotze anyway. So to summarize, we had a Machokis Rambam Ramban. What is the definition of Kiddush. It's when we say Zachar Shom HaShabbos, so Zachar Shom HaShabbos Lekadsho, is the Iker the Zachar or is the Iker Lekadsho? The Rambam goes with Zachar and the Rambam goes with Lekadsho. My Nafkamina, whether Havdolah is Daraisa Drabanan, whether you Kiddush Shabbos morning, is it a real din of Kiddush or not? And then is there an issue of eating? And then the issue is, and it ties into according that if it's a, so then it was in Kiddush B'Makam Suda. So if you hold that, what is so if it's Kiddush B'Makam Suda, so why do you need Makam Suda? Why do you have to have? Why do you have to make Kiddush? If it's to enhance the Suda, then you need bread. If it's enhanced the Kiddush, so then even like Heker, that's the opinion of the Gaonim. That's the minig you go into. And then you go back, according to the Gra, you wouldn't be. The Rav Salavei, maybe you could say, no, even the Vilna Gaon would agree. Maybe it goes like the Raivi, that there is no issue of eating before Kiddush. You could just make Kiddush. And maybe for that, it'll be Makam Suda. But in terms of... then you'd have to go back. It wouldn't be Yotzi the Suda. It's a different din. So therefore, if there's no issue to eat, so maybe you can eat. You're not Yotzi Kiddush. You're Yotzi Kiddush, but not Kiddush from Makom Suda. And therefore, you go back, and you have to have another meal later. That would be the issue of Friday night if it would work. Everyone agrees it's a problem. And Rav Moshe has the biggest kula that maybe it's two different dinim. That the first you. You can make Kiddush, it's just the din, now I could eat. Up until now I couldn't eat, now I could eat, and you could drink whatever, you could, even if you only have less than a revius of wine, even if you only have shahako. It works, it gives you permission to eat, and then you go back home, and there's a separate din of Kiddush from Makam Suda, that you go back when you have, whether it's, and then bread or cake, and then it doesn't help. Shalosh Shush, you still have to have meals. So those are some of the issues in Kiddush B'Makom Suda.